Yes, hello. This is another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm glad that you guys can tune in. I am your host, V, and, well, I don't know, guys. It seems like people are dropping off like flies. People are sick or something. So, it's just me on the broadcast right now. I do know that things have been, really, really trying. Doing this thing, this radio thing, and then actually really focusing on the TV thing. Yes, I keep talking about it. TLB TV is going to be relaunched under the directorship of Anthony Thomas. It's going to be a sight to behold. There's going to be a whole new standard for independent television, independent media, independent news. So it's going to be something. It's going to be something. And I know our guest is probably lacking here. Mike, for the backup guest, let's get Reb on here because he's been calling the studio here like 5 times a day, 5 to 10 times a day every day. And I know that we need to just go ahead, for my sanity's sake, at least have him back on the air. And whoa, who's that? I think we have a celebrity on the line. Somebody who has graced us with his presence. Is that? No. Okay. He answered, then hopped back off. Oh, I thought we had a celebrity coming on the show here with this. I think he's having some technical issues, but I'm going to try him. Okay. So, we have our guest, Christopher Wolf, coming this way. And for those of you who do not remember Christopher Wolf, he is the guy who was making his stand at the border. Okay. Protecting Indian burial grounds against the wall. So, do we have him ready, Mike? You there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, there you are. Hello, Christopher. How you doing today?
Right, how's it going?
Doing okay. So, the last time you were on the show, you were,
Right.
doing your thing there at the border, trying to protect Indian burial grounds. I was wanting to get an update with you and see how that went, or if you're still doing it, or what became of that situation, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, they have it wrapped up in the court. I guess the plan is to go around the cemetery now.
The plan is
I
to go
mean,
around the cemetery now. Well,
I
wouldn't you
guess.
think that would be a simple solution, not to have people's lives endangered, desecrate lands, and have all these feds out with special machinery to jam phones and equipment and harassing people?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's like a
Why
waste of money, really.
do they always have to do things the hard way first?
Yeah, I have no idea. That's a good question. I think they want to do everything the hard way.
I think they want to do everything the hard way. That has been 100% my experience. I'm like a tick in these people's asses right now. I got them
Right.
digging up there trying to scratch me around. Why? Because they had to do everything the hard way with me. So I'm not going to let them get off. I'm going to do everything the hard way as well. That's what we have to do when we deal with these people. We have to do things the hard way too. People don't understand. It's don't call your local senator. Get your butt out there. Get on the line and fight the power. That's what you have to do to get things accomplished these days. You got to toe the line. I'm glad.
You have to get their attention. You got to make your scene. You know, you got to get off. You got to do a lot. It's outrageous. And now, I mean, all these coronas and the Bill Gates and all that. I mean, it's all crazy. It's like living in a dreamland. I don't even know if I'm awake or sleeping sometimes. So crazy. People don't even realize it.
Absolutely. It is getting out of control. And so actually that kind of makes me think right there, what else could they have done during this coronavirus thing? Maybe they could have done some other land grabs since everybody's inside quarantined. That's a scary thought.
That's what the idea was, you know, like, man, we're gonna all be locked up inside and they're gonna be out there doing stuff right under our noses, and we're not even gonna know it's being done because we're supposed to stay inside and not catch
Because
coronavirus.
we're not essential workers.
And then, like,
The
most of the
essential
scientists
assholes
told me
out
that it's
there doing
kind of
whatever they
worse to
can.
be inside because. Right. When you're inside, you're just building germs inside your house. It's not really helping you at all. It's actually making it worse.
Well,
And then you don't
that's
really know what to
true. You
do
can
on top of
ruminate
it. I mean,
and make your own soup of bacteria. Yeah, that's true.
like the scientists don't even know that much about the damn thing. I mean, come on. We believe it's real, but I don't think it's not as powerful as what they're saying it is. The numbers at Johns Hopkins are wrong. They you
Well,
got
all
a
the
heart
numbers are
attack or
wrong
something, you
because
got
they're using every illness that's happening at the time and
every
just chalking
ailment,
it up.
right. Now he's got the coronavirus. It's unbelievable. And I just I know and then the people are right behind him, like they believe every single thing they say. They could say that if the grass is blue, and they'd be like, "Oh my God, the grass is blue now!" Like, what the hell are you guys thinking?
Yeah, it's a sad state of
Anyway,
affairs. Yeah, they actually, you know what? There is a social experiment about that. People talking about
right.
different shades but if your eye picks up this many pixels and this many color cones and da 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 da, the grass can actually be blue. It's like, okay, I've
Right.
had enough of this. Enough of this crap. They're gonna want to bend everything to any point of view that they want. But hey,
Yeah,
as
boy.
the people, we try to start using science on them. Oh, it's gonna be a real war. It's gonna be some heresy. You're gonna start seeing, education being held, knowledge being held from it. You're gonna start seeing, things. You're gonna start seeing a new witch hunt, okay? Especially with the stuff that I'm going to be exposing, you're going to see new witch hunt. Oh, that's fakes. That's pseudoscience. Pseudoscience. No, well, it's not pseudoscience. I've actually collected lectures and stuff about different sciences, very particular sciences that aren't happening anymore. These lectures aren't happening anymore. So I'm glad I saved these lectures. People, that's where it's going to be at in the future. Your go get the record lectures at your universities, record them, especially when it comes to, biology, viral biology, record information, because this stuff that was going to be known as that is known as science will be drawn back, will be slowly taken back in medicine, in knowledge, will be taken back to the Dark Ages, and everything becomes pseudoscience while they get to devastate us with with anything they want to devastate us with. So be prepared for that.
Right. I also heard, like, they probably start taking people's kids and stuff away because they're not vaccine. Like, you call the police, like, you have a domestic violence problem, and the police come to your house and go through your house. They're going to want to know, like, who's vaccine and who ain't vaccine. And if you're not vaccine, you're, like, in a, they're, you know, they're being in their custody, you know, that's what I've heard. And which is probably true because that's how they act, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. So people, again, for one, don't answer your doors. You see CPS, you see a police, you know, don't answer your doors.
Right.
Unless they have a warrant. There's no need.
Yeah. And then you got to think, like, what is this? You know, what is this all really stemming down to? Is it really stemming down to martial law, or do they have another plan that we don't really even know about yet? You know, it's all, you know, it's a lot of research, research, research. And I mean, you could research your whole life away and you're still researching, you know. I try to express that, like, people need to research stuff, man, and it seems like they only read, like, the first couple of chapters, and they're done, and like, oh, don't say that nowhere in there. Like, you gotta actually study this stuff. You can't just catch it right off the rip.
Right. People, you have to use critical thought. People need to be using that thinking process as well. You gotta be able to connect the dots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You read all the inserts, everything. I mean, it takes hours. I don't think people have the patience to do it or something. I mean, they don't believe anything. They think it's all a big joke.
Oh, I'm sure you're aware of my documentary series. If not, I'll get that information to you. But yes, I have a series, guys. You guys have heard me talk about it. Targeted individuals documentaries, okay? Okay, each documentary is maybe on average 3 hours long. But hey, I have a series of 7 documentaries about that long that is an accumulation of, I want to say, 4 or 5 years of research of my time. 5 years of my time condensed.
Yeah.
Condensed. So, please, have a little respect. Don't sit there with your ADHD after 30 minutes and just, you know, not wanting to get through it. This information will save your life. It's going to save everybody's life. So watch the stuff.
Right. Yeah, they really had to buckle down, you know. I mean, just reading it, you know, for a couple of minutes is not going to give it. You're not even going to tip the scales of nothing. You're not going to learn or understand anything. I mean, I try to explain it to people, you know, and they kind of get it at first, but then, like, I'll say something to them about a half hour later, and they just don't get it. You know, they look at you like, what in the hell are you talking about? Like, I just told you, like, 20 minutes ago what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, man, I don't even know how to explain it. Like pulling teeth, and it's your first time pulling teeth, and then they send you in a surgery or something. Here you go, do this. That's how it is to try to teach these people. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they believe everything that, you know, like the media. How in the hell do you believe all that? You know, like, I just don't get it.
Well, how were your did your devices ever recover? Because I know you were talking about these huge trucks with these weaponized dishes on them that were following you around. Did your devices ever recover from the federal government's assault?
I haven't heard anything. You know, they haven't said nothing to me. I'm glad they don't. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. But no, they haven't ever contacted me or anything and let me know anything, you know.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you had successful, peaceful protest,
right?
And you got the job done. That's what's the best, you know. That's what I want people to understand right there. Listen, guys, it's not for nothing. There is success in getting off your asses and standing up. You can have success in that.
Yeah.
Kritzer is a fine example of that. I want to, commemorate you for that, being my anonymous brother.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, you know. I mean, I'm here to help the people. The people, you know, they need help. They need a lot of help.
And you went out of your way. You traveled from up north just to come down to the border?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did 4,200 miles since January, just trying to help, you know, help out wherever I can and teach people, you know, teach people more of our ideas and try to teach them, like, you can't trust the government. The government is not here to help you. They have plans, you know, and they're not plans on helping people. They're plans on helping themselves, and that is it.
Well, I hope
Like, you're crazy. Like, well, the government is helping us. They're doing this and they're doing that. It's like, yeah, they give you a stimulus check. What, you're going to go give it back to them in 20 minutes when they open up the state, you know? You give it right back to them.
Right.
Exactly. And I don't understand that neither.
It's well, like, you know, I'm just so very, very glad for that. I hope they give you a bronze plaque or something in your name.
Right. No, I don't have anything in my name. Right. Well, I was going to, you know, I need the power of the people to be behind me. And if we really want a real change, it's going to have to be like that. I mean, the people are going to have to realize what the hell is going on. And they're going to have to at least give me some kind of a support system that I can use. Because, I mean, everyone talks about the revolution and all this stuff, but in reality, I can't do it by myself. You know, I'm not going to go challenge the government all by myself. It's no way. I'm in enough trouble to mess with them as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm willing to help out in the situation. I'm willing to stand up for the people. But it just can't be me and 20 people, you know? That's not going to work.
Well, it's usually coming down to the people who have been harassed so horribly that they've had enough. Once a person has had enough, then it's a little easier to get them involved, for sure.
Right. Well, honestly, I mean, it does seem like they're starting to realize a lot more than 5 years ago. But it seems like it's a really slow process, you know, of them waking up and realizing, hey, something really is happening. Maybe what he said was right. You know, like, oh, really? You really believe that now?
It's like going to take a lot.
My aunt's really, really religious. And, like, she was thinking I was crazy out of my mind. She thought I was in a cult, all kinds of stuff. And about a couple months ago, she started sharing my posts. I'm like, what are you doing sharing my posts for? And she's like, well, I looked into some of that stuff, and what you're saying, I believe. I was like, oh, my God, someone broke through.
All right. Well, hey, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Anonymous brothers and sisters out there, yes, we are getting things done. I would like to open up the lines for the duration of the show, and obviously for the after show as well. We can have lines open.
All right.
So, people, you can call in at 800-313-9443. And so I want to ask you, you were having trouble with Facebook as well. I'm glad you brought that up. Facebook treating you differently?
Oh, man, Facebook. Facebook, All right, so about a month after I got back from Texas, they quit shutting me down. They would shut me down like every 2 weeks, at least for 24 hours. And then once 24 hours passed, they would give me my account back. And then, like, everything would be all jumbled up, and, like, it looked like I'm almost positive. They're reading, like, every single word I wrote. And I'm sure of it that they are blocking my reach for sure, because, like, I could post something about like, 3 years ago, and I would get, like, hundreds of, you know, replies on it, and nowadays it's only, like, 60 to 50 likes even. I mean, the likes are even went down. But I could definitely tell they're restricting my reach on everything. And if they find out I'm on a page, they either kick me off the page or they'll restrict me for saying something that is beyond public, you know, whatever their little restrictions are. I can say something like, Good Morning America, and they'll get mad about it. And I'll be restricted for 5 months. I won't be able to post on groups. What, my next time I can even add myself to a group or post on a group is May 25th, I believe. I'm still on restriction.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Right. Yeah, they, when they find that you're activist, especially if you're doing things successfully, they will destroy your reach. They will start giving out restrictions for no reason whatsoever. Yeah, just like how you said, you know, you say, Good Morning America, and boom, you shut down. I know my presentation with MIT, just putting out a post, you know, hey, we need targeted individuals, victims of a system, who would like to do a interview with me, you know, say something, and I'll get you video recorded for the presentation for MIT. Boom! Post taken down.
Right.
Post taken down not once, but three times, because it got put back up.
So, they're
doing a lot of cover-up. That's what people need to understand. Facebook, if they're doing censorship, that means that they are aiding and abetting and becoming accomplices to whatever crime is being committed.
Right. Right. And the crime is not what we're doing. It's more what the people in power are more corrupt than we are, honestly. I mean, that's what people need to understand. I mean, we're not the corrupt ones here. We're trying to tell you guys the truth and give you all the information on anything we figure out, we will give you the information on. Where the government, if they figure out something, they might give you half of it and lie about the other half. Like, you know, because they don't want the people to know stuff. And most of the stuff is not even really that bad. I mean, I don't understand why they don't tell the whole truth on things. Really weird to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just insane. It's
ridiculous, honestly. And if you tell them the truth, then you're shut down, or, you know, they're harassing you, or they're telling you you can go to jail for this and that. And it's like, the only thing I'm doing is telling people what I believe to be the whole truth. And it's like, I research it. And, you know, whatever I find out, I try to tell people, you know, and then, it's bad. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, we're going to take a station ID, and we'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is still the Red Pill Hardcore. I'm your host, V, and we have Christopher Wolf here with us on the line. The real hardcore anonymous activist. Okay?
Yeah, really hardcore.
That's why you're on my show.
Already this year.
Well, I want to say, you know, it's such an honor to have you and for society to have you. And, well, awesome. I got to ask you, so when it comes to this media thing, I mean, I'm going to be responsible for helping to build Truth to Media as far as some other endeavors are concerned. That's going to have a wide, expansive reach that will not be censored.
Right.
So I mean, what do you think should be done? How are we going to reach people? How are we going to get people to our media? Because, like I said, TLBTV is coming back. I want everybody who has an interest of being a host, who's wanting to maybe invest in their own show, and people to want that reach to come and, you know, come at me. So,
right, that's a good idea.
I know there's a lot of people out there and that would love to have a chance to do something like that. You may be one of them, but I know there are a lot of people out there that, you know, would still be too shy, too whatever, to do something like this. How can we get people pissed enough, get people just wanting to join the ranks and get out there, the voice out there?
Well, I think it has to start, like, in the streets, on, you know, when we're in the streets doing our marches, or if we're in a protest, we're going to have to let people know. Oh, yeah, that's another thing I got to talk about when I went to the Senate. All right,
yeah, okay.
So Senate. The Senate has told me if I'm around a group more than of 10 people, they're going to consider it a riot act, and that is a felony. And it's like in 12 states, I believe, right now, that has this law.
You have the right to assemble. They can't do that. That's against your First Amendment right. You have the right to assemble.
Well, that's what this, you know, I was at the Senate, and the whole thing was about this Riot Act, the Boosting the Riot Act. And they're saying, like, in South Dakota and North Dakota, especially North Dakota, they're really strict on that right there. And, yeah, they're saying that would be a felony for anybody to have 10 people in a group and have, you know, like, run a protest or even just... how can I say
okay,
this?
So like, then
group together, you know what I'm saying?
Divide it up then. Squads of 10. Everybody comes at different directions.
Screw it.
Play their game.
Yeah, we really have to start thinking, you know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to post laws that are completely against us 100%. And, you know, it's only for them to benefit them, and we could, you know, do the littlest thing, and they're going to try to get us in trouble for anything that we do, honestly.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they're going to squeeze. They're going to squeeze, and they're going to continue to squeeze, because when people no longer have the right to stand next to somebody else, that's when the guns are coming. And then somebody's going to get popped, and then they're going to try to come from our guns, and then it's going to be Revolutionary War number two.
Right.
So they can keep squeezing the people while they want to. They should be happy that they can get, you know, 100 people to go out and protest something, because, tell you the truth, I don't like these marches. The marches don't do anything. But when you squeeze, and you squeeze, and you squeeze, you're going to get somebody who's going to assassinate somebody, and then what?
Yeah, and then it's going to get really bad and ugly. And we don't really want that. You know, honestly, we don't want to get bad and ugly in this. You know, but it's like almost they're trying to force us to do that. It's like that's their plan. Like, let's try to squeeze this guy and piss him off as much as we can. Get him to do something crazy, you know. It's like that's what they do to me.
That makes you a targeted individual. Yes.
Right. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to do anything wrong. I'm trying to do the right thing. And it's like they'll try to manipulate you and push you into doing something that you normally wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like some of my things I say on Facebook. I mean, I get mad on Facebook, and I tell them just how I think. And, you know, what I'm saying is true, and what they're saying, I mean, they're gonna turn the lights and the power and the water off in buildings that don't want to shut down because of the coronavirus. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cold. I mean, you're going to catch a cold. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to catch it, and your body has to fight it in order for you to be able to fight it. You don't take a vaccine, you don't take poison in your body to fight a cold, do you? I mean, I don't think anyone would even think of that. And that's what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to give you a vaccine. They got the 5G network set up. And they're talking about the computer chip. You know, I kind of believe that, because in Milwaukee, you know, I know that there is some jobs that mandate people to have a computer chip in them to even work at the job. And with the 5G technology, I mean, it's going to be so easy for them to even track you. I mean, they're going to have you on a leash. And you do one itty-bitty little thing, and they're going, you know, they're going to be right on you. It's absurd right now. I mean, I honestly don't, I don't have a solution yet to what, honestly, we should do about all of this. I mean, something has to be done, and it's going to take time to honestly figure it out. I want the power of the people. I mean, with the power of the people behind me, we should be able to move mountains. But until the people realize what's going on, and until the people realize that the government's not doing the right things, and it's, I don't believe it's ever going to happen unless we can do that, you know?
Well, I don't know which personal situation is, but as far as this whole threatening you, if you assemble with, you know, more than 10 people, you know what? Go out for a family reunion. Go to a party and let these people arrest you. Sue the hell out.
I know, that's what I thought too. I was like, how can they stay and do this? I mean, that's super unconstitutional. I mean, come on.
100%. Unconstitutional.
Right. Yeah.
So, whenever they have unlawful orders like that, whenever you get an unlawful order, challenge it. Challenge it immediately.
Right.
And then take your sorry asses to court. Get to the media, get to a radio station, get to a TV station, let them know what happened, and make them accountable for what they say and what they do.
Right. Yeah. Yep. You're right. You just gotta be like that too. I mean, we gotta hold them accountable, and we gotta be able to prove it. I mean, man, it's a lot of work. Like, my head spins every single day of my life because of all this right now. I swear to God. Sometimes it's too much for me. You know, I stay offline for a couple of days because it's just too much for me.
Oh, I'm right there with you, my friend. I that's why I take the weekends off.
Right. Yeah. For sure. There you go. Get a breath.
Yeah. So I'm really thinking that people, we should have a site. You know what? I think that's a wonderful idea. We should have a site. Call it Unlawful Orders. Have people, you know, sign in with the forum, and we'll have people sign in their name underneath, you know, name and address, not visible to the public, of course, but unlawful order were you given? And then if we get, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25, 100 people, 1,000 people, the same unlawful order, and just start contacting lawyers for mass lawsuits.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be something like that. I mean, yeah, I believe that. I'd like to know what we could do about Facebook.
Uh-oh. Hold on here. What we got on the line here? Mike?
Hello?
Christopher, was that you?
No, it like cut off.
Did we just get hacked here?
Probably. Yeah, my phone's going crazy. What you saying?
So you don't play guitar?
I didn't say nothing. Yeah. No, I wasn't playing guitar.
Okay, well, you know what? F you, feds. So, you know what? We probably just had a really good idea right there. That probably just scared the crap out of them. That was not my engineer. That was not Mike. That was not me. That wasn't the guest. So,
right. Yeah, that wasn't me.
Oh.
And like my
talk
phone,
about
phone
an intrusion.
I couldn't hear you guys for a second or two. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
back on.
That's their way of saying, yeah, we control the airwaves.
Yeah.
Be careful what you're saying.
Right, they control everything.
Yeah. They can kiss the shiniest part of my black ass.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, they, I'm so sick of their control, you know. And people don't realize it. You know, they say, well, we live in a free country. Like, yeah, right, well, you pay taxes. You pay taxes on every single thing you buy, even your money. I mean, come on. You don't get that. We got to go back to work. Yeah. Beg to be a slave again. You know, go give your money right back to them because that's all you're doing. You're not helping yourself at all. You're never going to be a millionaire unless the things change in this world.
Right.
They don't want you to be a millionaire. They'll do. The system is set up for your failure, not for your gain.
Exactly. So, yeah, and that's the weirdest thing, too. Yeah, make you beg for your slavehood back. Yeah, yeah,
right,
you know.
Exactly. And then they're like, Donald Trump's on board. He said we can open up the state. Like, man, you guys are not getting it. Why do you think he wants to open this stuff up, you know? Because they're going broke. It's not because you. It's because of them.
Right, well, the elites are going to have money no matter what. So, I mean, what's it to them?
Shit. Right. Oh, you just go to the printer and print some out. There you go.
Well, yeah. Yeah. They have a printer, don't they?
Yeah.
Whatever they want, something. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And that's every option. I mean, that's what they do every single time. Bailout, bailout, bailout.
Yeah. See, we need to be like, what was it, Iceland or something that jailed their bankers instead of bailing them out?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That is
right
what
here.
We need to do right there.
Yep. Yeah, something has to be done. I mean, I feel sorry for the future generation.
I feel frustrated for the future generations. I feel like there's something radical has to be done. There needs to be an example.
Right.
Somebody has to be made an example of. And that is, therein lies the problem because, you know, we get the whole term of radicalist and terrorist and, you know, no, you're just a freedom fighter. You see tyranny within the system, you're supposed to take it out. That's what the Second Amendment was for. I don't care who says anything differently about that. It's not for hunting.
Right.
It's not for self-defense. It's for taking out corrupt government.
Right. It says that right in the Constitution.
Well, it's been amended and changed and obfuscated, which is in itself blasphemy, treason.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. Just so, really tears me
up. If they do it, then that means we can do it too. So let's rewrite it to make, you know, so let's rewrite it to benefit us and not them. And we, the people, need to stand behind that, you know what I'm saying? And something like that. I mean, and I don't see any other way other than, like you said, have someone do something crazy and you know, it's bad. It's a bad situation almost any which way you go.
Well, it should be we the people making laws. It, you know, even forget a constitution. We have our human rights here. We have our human rights. Forget the Constitution. They're going to play around with that piece of paper and hold us to it, but they're not going to be held to it, then screw it. You know, if they are not subject to the law, then there is no law. So we need to start doing what we need to do. We need to round these people up. You know all those guillotines that they bought at the death camps? Yeah, right. We need to, you know, take those from them and line them up. One head right after the other.
Yeah.
One head right after the other. So they get the point.
Right. Yeah. It's got to be something like that, you know. I mean, it's a shame to say that, but there's no other way. There's no other way. And it's like they're taunting me to do something like that, honestly. And it's like, man, I'm not going to do that unless I have, you know, more than just a few people. And you know, it's got to be planned. And oh my goodness, yeah, it's a big mess.
Well, listen. The most useful tool used during the French Revolution was not a gun, but a guillotine.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
The French Revolution happened because of the guillotine.
Right.
And, you know, just look at our society today, how pussified we are. Pussified. Mm-hmm. Most people, the idea of owning a gun is just horrific to them. How much of you know what were you made? You know, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable for someone to give up that idea of preservation of life, liberty, and happiness. Oh no, the system says we gotta do this, and oh no, well, I must comply. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Common law says if anybody says this to you, you tell them to go F themselves.
Right.
That's what common law states. They have no jurisdiction.
Right.
People start challenging jurisdiction. When you get to court, you see these judges with their admiralty flags start challenging jurisdiction. Challenge the persons that they have you underneath. Mm-hmm. Start challenging everything.
Right. Yeah, it's something's got to be done, honestly. I mean, we can't keep going like we're going. It's going to be bad. And, like, we need to do something, and we need to do it yesterday. We need to do something yesterday because we're running out of time, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, we are running out of time. You're absolutely right about that. It's 11:30 here. And we're about to reach midnight. We're running out of time. These Illuminatards are putting everything into place that's going to be working for their benefit, and not ours.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, and they're doing it right under people's noses, and people are like, hey, they're doing something. Yeah, they're doing something, all right. You better look into what they're really doing. Pay attention.
Look, listen, pay attention.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
I'm trying to unite some people. Like, even with the militias, you know, I'm willing to, like, listen to some of their ideas and, you know, try to unite everyone together because something has to be done, and it's not going to be a pretty picture, I don't believe.
Well, majority of the time when I end my show, I let people know, yes, join your local militia.
Right.
Join your local militia. and let them try to enforce a legal order of you can't be with more than 10 people at a time in public. Be where your militia is. Join your militia and let them say something about that.
Yep.
That's a lawsuit, really, there.
They have some power. The militias have power.
You got to join your local militia, people. If you don't have a local militia, you need to start one. It's easy. Yep. Extremely legal. Right. Very legal.
Right.
Learn your weapons codes. All you got to do is learn
codes.
That's
why I want my camp.
Yeah.
Because I'll be training people how to survive. how to shoot guns, what to do with a gun, you know, I mean, getting meat, cook your own food, grow it, get off the grid. I mean, we have to do something.
Absolutely. We're coming down to the last couple minutes of the show here. I would like it if you gave out maybe your Facebook, website, or an email, maybe you can be reached, something like that.
Right, Facebook would be Christopher Nickel. Look up, like, my pages are Anonymous Freedom Fighter, Anonymous Love. Go to my pages, help me out, even donate to my camp. I mean, the camp needs, I have 120 acres in southern Ohio. I have to start building that, get people in there.
Wow. See, we right. should have been talking about that. Well, hey, stick around for the after show, and let's talk about that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I have a buddy of mine donate that to me, so yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, let's end this show, but stick around, stay on the line. We'll have an after all show right. and discuss right. things further. Okay. Yes, it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So, do well to educate yourselves, will ya?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.